Well, to discuss this anti-U.S. sentiments throughout the world, we're now joined with Professor, that is Colm Wesney, who is a political analyst, who is joining us now live from Beirut. Professor, thanks a lot for joining us now. I wanted to ask you about your assessment. It's been a number of days now of protests throughout the world in up to 32 countries, as we've been reporting. How important of an impact do you think that this will have in relations between the United States and the Muslim world?
I think the United States, it's in front of a huge defeat because obviously they underestimate the strength of the Muslim world and their attachment to their prophet. They underestimate what it means to have a faith in a great religion like Islam and to have a great love for their prophet. I think the United States looking around and not understanding what is taking place, but the anger and the hatred for what has been taking place by releasing this film, and knowing that the one who did this film reside in the United States, and the United States has not taken any legal action or does not have anything on the book to protect the religion or Islam, the Muslim religion, or the major figure like the Prophet Muhammad. So the United States is getting bumbled by all these demonstrators around the world, and the United States has shown a great weakness for not responding firmly against what is taking place around the globe. The Muslim world, as we've been saying all along, they're not going to be set quiet about attacking the prophet, the great prophet of Islam, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and would not allow his image or his character or his beliefs to be destroyed by a Zionist movement that actually chipped money to build that movie and to promote that movie. We know for a fact, as been reported by media outlet, by the CNN, another media outlet, there is 100 Jewish individual who made a donation and contribution to make this movie happen.
Professor Wesley, I do apologize for interrupting you, but just because we have under a minute left, I wanted to ask you one more question, if I may. The argument is made that this is freedom of speech. How do you respond to that?
It's not a freedom of speech when you attack a great religion. This is infringement, an attack, an assault on a religion. This is not, there is a big difference between freedom of speech and assaulting a religion, assaulting a prophet. And the United States, this is where they're making the huge mistake, and I think eventually they will catch up to that huge mistake by underestimating and not being very candid about how to go about admitting that they made a huge mistake and put new laws on the books. I think the world will see this will not go away. The people who are demonstrating, they're not going to back down. And I think this will tie the United States hand and force it to admit that they should have some laws on the books that make what happened.
All right.
It's a crime and it's punishable.
Again, I do apologize for interrupting you, Professor, but we will have to leave it there for now. That was Professor Colm Wesney, political analyst, speaking to us live from Beirut. Professor, as always, we do appreciate your insight here on Press TV.